I am aware that I must seem like a tough, cold son of a bitch up here. In fact, the only time I've ever cried in public in my entire life was at my mom's funeral. I might be a tough, cold son of a bitch, but that doesn't mean I'm not also one hell of an actor.
My baby brother's in high school now, and we're close, but sometimes I'll try to take advantage of that, you know? A couple months ago, he calls me up, he goes, Anthony, I just cut school for no reason, and now I need you to write me a sick note and then forge Dad's signature and make it good. And I did my best, but I'm horrible at stuff like that. The teacher took one look at the note and said, Mikey, you expect me to believe this? You don't have AIDS. Oh, fantastic. If you guys like that AIDS joke, I've got some great news. You're gonna love this next AIDS joke. I just got an email from an ex-girlfriend of mine telling me that she has AIDS. And I didn't... I like your style. I just got an email from an ex-girlfriend telling me that she has AIDS. And I didn't know how to comfort her. So I just wrote back, I know. Yesterday, I accidentally hit a little kid with my car. It wasn't serious. Nobody saw me. And people get weird when kids die. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. Like about a month ago, some kids in my neighborhood were playing hide and go seek, and one of them ended up in an abandoned refrigerator. It's all anybody talked about for weeks. I said, who cares? How many kids you know get to die a winner? I assume you guys all knew who you were coming to see tonight. But if you didn't, I think my friend Jeff is gay. I don't know. I'm so bad with names. Smart crowd. When I was a kid, my friends and I got arrested for vandalizing a graveyard. $10,000 in damages. But we had a great lawyer who knocked it down to criminal trespassing and necrophilia. This is true. My mom actually should have been on one of the planes that crashed on 9/11. I think. It's fun to do 9/11 jokes in Canada. Way better response. But don't think I'm like a bad person. I think I'm a bad guy for saying that joke. You know, I'm a good guy. Like, I would never hit a woman, you know? I would never hit a woman. Even if she had a knife or a stutter. Yeah. That's just not how I do business. I think the strangest thing in my family was just weird about sex, you know? I was the oldest of five kids in a tiny little house. When my parents wanted alone time, they would gather us together, say, kids, go play hide and seek, and they'd lock their bedroom door for an hour. Of course, I always knew what was going on in there. I mean,
I would hide in their room. My parents are weird about sex. I think the most embarrassed I've ever been in my entire life was the time my mom and dad caught me watching hardcore bondage pornography over their shoulder. And I'll never forget the first time I had sex. You know those stories you hear about kids who lose their virginity to the hot babysitter? I was the babysitter. In fact, I might be one of the greatest guys of all time. Like, I've got a kid in Africa. Yeah. That I feed. That I clothe. That I school, that I inoculate for 75 cents a day. Which is practically nothing, you know, compared to what it costs to send them there. I'm 12 years old, I'm sneaking around my house, and I found my dad's porn in the back of the attic. That was a great day. That was a game changer for me. But then the worst day of my life was the day I found my mom's porn in the back of that video store. It is so great to be here doing stand-up for a group of Muslims. How can you tell the difference between a regular Muslim and a terrorist? I have no idea. And that's kind of the problem, isn't it? Yeah, there's some things I just don't understand. Like, I've never understood the foot fetish. You know what I mean? Like, are you guys together right here? No? Are you guys together right here? All right, don't be such a bitch about it. How long you been together? 5 years. Wow. Does he ever suck on your feet? No? Would you if you had a different girlfriend? It was like... So you're like across the board, no feet. That's what I'm like. Yeah. Like, I once went on a date with a girl, first date, and we went hiking. Her idea. And while we're hiking, she gets bit by a snake in between two toes. And I had to suck out the poison. So she's dead. You guys are doing great so far. I love performing in Chicago. The only weird thing about performing in Chicago for me is that after all my shows, everybody just wants to do drugs with me. I'd be like, Anthony, that was hilarious. I got a joint on me. Let's go smoke it. Hey, Jesselnik, amazing job, as usual. I've got mushrooms in my backpack. Let's eat them. And I've got to keep telling them the same thing I'm gonna tell you guys right now. Hey, assholes. I'm fucking famous. Give it to me. Here's what happened, Conan. I wasn't in New Zealand per se, mm-hmm. but I was on my show and I'm obsessed with sharks. I love sharks. I love when they kill people, mm-hmm. right?
That's not the part most people love.
No, but it's the part they get excited about.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I, like 30 people die a year from shark attacks, but like 100 million sharks die from people every year. So on my show, I thought it would be funny, and it was, if when a guy got killed by a shark, we would do a thing called Shark Party, where we would have I'd have dancers come out, and this guy from New Zealand got eaten by a shark. So I'm like, all right, guys, this guy got eaten, let's celebrate. I had girls come out dressed in shark dresses, dancing with me. And then I had a girl come out in like a shark mascot outfit, and she gave me a lap dance. And it was great. When I say it, it sounds bad, but when you see it, you're like, oh, amazing. And everyone in America, people were cool with it here, but then they took the media in New Zealand, took the clip, and they showed it around to New Zealanders, and they got furious. They were really upset.
and there was like a backlash. And I think the problem was in New Zealand, they don't know who I am. You know what I mean? Like if Andy got eaten by a shark, if Andy was killed by a shark and I did that, even you would be like, I'm sorry my friend's dead, but that's classic Jeselnik right there. Of course.
That's exactly what I would say.
Yeah.
I miss my good friend who I've known for forever. Yeah. But yeah, classic Jeselnik.
But it's a great bit right up his alley.
Yeah.
But in New Zealand, they got so mad that they were like death threats for me online.
Sure.
And then someone posted my mom and dad's address and phone number online, which was really tough. So I had to have them change their phone number. And I had to call the police department of my like local police department to tell them to watch out for my mom and dad, which was crazy because I call them and I'm like, hey, you need to protect my parents. And they're like, well, why? Why do I have to do that? I'm like, well, I have a TV show and I did a shark dance about a guy who died and now you need to go protect them. And they're like, all right, well, let me get this straight. What's the name of the show? And I'm like, the Jeselnik Offensive. They're like, when's it on? I'm like, Tuesdays at 10:30 after Tosh. And they're like, isn't Workaholics Tuesdays 10:30. I'm like, no, no, detective, Google me. And they're like, okay, so you got a lap dance from a shark. They're just like taking very matter-of-factly. And in my head, I'm thinking my parents are dead.
Right.
They're not taking this seriously.
A New Zealand
they're
hit
gone.
Squad has already taken care of them.
Exactly, exactly.
But yeah. They made it through okay?
No, they're gone.